Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. This past Saturday night, I was at U.S. Bank Stadium attending the Kendrick SZA kickoff for their tour, the GNX National, Grand National Tour. And I'm a big Kendrick Lamar fan, clearly. Everybody, I think, knows that. SZA, I'm still learning more about her catalog. I've known about her for years, but she is phenomenal and even better listening to her live and in person. But over the course of the last month or so, because just being in the space, the media space, TV and radio, I love phenomenal content creators. And I came across a guy, a gentleman, and he's actually local too, which I didn't know until today, who was at the show on Saturday. His name is Wayne Felton, and he goes by Just Wayne Creative, and he's a great content creator. He was at the concert as well, and I want to welcome him onto the Lake Show and talk about the show, but also talk about what he's doing with his content, because I came across him on Instagram. First off, Wayne, thank you so much for your time this evening, man.
I appreciate it. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so before we get into Kendrick, SZA, and everything, tell the people out there in the listening audience a little bit about you and your content creation. Like, what platforms, what all platforms are you on?
Absolutely. I'm on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. And I really just started making TikToks back in 2020 when everyone else did. And it's just taken off from there over the last 5 years.
I bet it's been crazy. I bet it's been really crazy because for me, I haven't. So I'm in the radio and television space, and I have an Instagram, and I do the whole Twitter and Blue Sky and all that stuff. I never once hopped on Snapchat or even got on TikTok, which I know I need to do. But what has your world been like since you've really got into the content creation business?
Yeah, it's been expansive, I think. You know, just in 2020, at the time, I was an assistant principal in a middle school. So I was making TikToks for my students who were in distance learning because we used to play music in the cafeteria. So I was like, if I can just keep them engaged during the pandemic, this will be great. And it turned into me, like, at one point, I had a video go viral and Lin-Manuel Miranda reached out to me. Like, it creates this whole world of meeting people from around the world who share similar interests. And yeah. So that's the fun part. And then specifically in the last year, talking a lot about things that are happening in hip hop. I mean, we experienced, I know we're going to get into it, but we experienced the biggest hip hop moment in probably a decade with the beef between Drake and Kendrick. So it's fun to kind of chronicle that and talk about it since.
Yeah. And let's dive into that because you were at the concert on Saturday night. I was at the concert. And I think, we were all blessed in that it's the start of the tour, right? The tour started here. We get the first crack at being a part of it all and witnessing it in real time. I'm a big Kendrick Lamar fan. I don't know where you stand in terms of like who you like in terms of your top tier rappers, but 2024 was, like you just mentioned, that was a big deal. Like the him versus Drake battle back and forth. Yeah. Everybody knows how it played out in terms of Kendrick Lamar winning that battle. And eventually it led to some big endorsements. It led to the Super Bowl and now this tour. What were your expectations going into the concert on Saturday night?
Yeah, mine were high. I was expecting to see something from a story perspective. I'm a big Kendrick fan, and what I love about him is the way he weaves story into his work, whether it's his albums or his performances that are satirical or allegorical. And so I was prepared for big visuals and, tremendous storytelling, and that's exactly what we got. Like, that's what I was looking for in addition to the stadium. Like, being in a stadium that many people rapping along with my favorite artist is incredible. So this, the duality of the expansiveness that comes from a stadium, well, like the intricacies of like what is the story and how is he going to communicate to us through it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're 100% right. And for me, I think that one of the things that I loved about the setup in the show were the visuals. We know that Kendrick Lamar represents Compton, California. He's representing the whole Cali vibe and all that stuff, whatever. And he is a guy that he can go street. He can also go conscious. He's very much intellectual. I love the diversity and who he is as a person, as a human being. But to me, the visuals and the setup of the stage, what were your thoughts on that?
I think there were so many different themes he was covering. Like I spent some time last night just unpacking the depositions. Like I took video along the way because I didn't want to miss anything. And just him really saying, I've heard y'all. I heard what you've been saying about me on the internet. I hear what Drake is trying to say about me in these legal proceedings. I'm going to respond as if I'm actually the one being sued. And watching him build that motif, and that was just one motif. That's not the black and white into color that we saw over the course of the show, or you know, the visuals with him and SZA. SZA's visuals was a whole nother thing, and her metamorphosis. So there was so much that was happening. I almost felt like you couldn't blink or really go to the bathroom because it was like, oh no, did I miss? And I think that's the cool part, is he was really drawing us in to these multiple layered stories and then using his catalog as a way of saying, here's a visual, now hear what I wrote, hear what I'll rap, how it relates to the thing trying to communicate. I think that is why he's my favorite, because he can do both of those things.
Yeah, we're talking to Wayne Felton. He goes by Just Wayne Creative. He's a content creator, does a phenomenal job. Check him out on YouTube, on Instagram, also on TikTok. He's joining us here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Now let's keep it real. Were there any anxious moments for you during the course of the concert? Because I'm going to tell you, there were two for me, and I'm going to tell you exactly what they were. The first one was when SZA was suspended in air and singing the song for for like 4 or 5 minutes. I kept saying to my friend Marjan, my photog, I was like, yeah, she up there for a long time. I hope this works out, you know, and there's no snafus there. And then there was also a moment, I'm not sure if you saw this, because I'm not sure that a lot of people in the stadium realize this, but with the pyrotechnics, a piece did get on fire up top, and it took a few minutes for it to kind of burn out.
Yeah, I didn't know that until after the show, hopping on TikTok.
Okay.
So I didn't see that happen. The first time the fire went up, I was like, oh, I watched the smoke, because I was like, this would be interesting just having that much. I mean, it's an indoor stadium.
Yep.
And so like, I was like, that'll be interesting. But something I thought about as an, like I make music myself, and when you are on tour, those first few shows are, we've done it in a soundstage, we've put it in the CAD computers, we've done some run-throughs. How does it actually feel? And I thought, doing it here, and we are a big medium-sized market, right? We are a small-sized market, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like doing it here gives you the ability to work out some of those things. And so seeing that, I was like, that makes sense. I also was worried about SZA because, yeah, she was up there for a while. It was a cool visual, but she was up there for a minute, for sure.
That was a little bit dicey for me. I was like, I hope this turns. I didn't think anything was going to go wrong or anything like that, whatever. But it is the first. It's the first show of the tour, so they're trying to iron out all the kinks, too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought the same thing when they did, I think it was All of the Lights. All the Stars.
All the Stars, yep.
And their platforms raised up, and they were both harnessed in. And I said, that harness is for SZA, because she is moving around that square. Yep. Kendrick stood right in his spot and rapped. And I was like, they're trying to make sure SZA don't fall off that stage.
Yeah, man. I'm just glad that we were able to be there and be a part of it. Even if it didn't come to Minneapolis, which I figured it was going to, right? Because we're a big enough market. We got big stadiums, stuff like that, whatever. It is the type of show and it is the type of tour that I would go travel and see elsewhere. But this is the next question I have for you. Were you surprised at the attendance? I wasn't, because I know what Kendrick Lamar is capable of, and I know the type of momentum and the movement that he has right now. But remember going leading up to this, a lot of people were like, yeah, he can't sell out stadiums. Well, that's a damn lie.
Right. Yeah, the interesting thing is there was a whole conversation happening on TikTok where people were looking at metadata for Ticketmaster and trying to say he can't sell out the show. So the fact that he sold it out, first of all, bravo. But I also think it's thematically interesting that he chose Minneapolis to start, because in the first shot he takes at Drake, on Like That, he says, it's a light pack. Your best work is a light pack, and Prince outlived Mike Jack. And so he really leaned into this idea of him being Prince. And obviously, well, not obviously, but he at one point performed with Prince.
Yep.
Like, he admires Prince's work. And so it was also this way of saying, I'm going to Prince's hometown on around the anniversary of Prince's death, and I'm going to sell out this stadium. And when I do it, I'm going to show you, even in that market, and I know from the internet, people from Iowa, North and South Dakota, you know, all the way down in Ohio drove up here to come see the show. So it was a hub. It was the first night. Like, I knew he was going to do it, but to be in the room and hear everyone and to see people in every section of the stadium was incredible. Because yeah. It's a stadium. Rappers don't do stadium tours.
Yeah.
Not without Beyonce.
Yeah. No, you're 100% right. And I did go see Beyonce a few years ago when I wasn't even living here at the time. I was hosting middays in Kansas City, but I came here for Memorial Day weekend. And she performed at the time it was TCF Bank Stadium, which is now Huntington Bank Stadium. And I came in town for that. And that was just, you know, that was a phenomenal show as well. But I thought that Kendrick and SZA pulled it off. They did an amazing job, which I expected them to. But my next question for you is, where are we at with the battle? Because the battle clearly is over, but now it's in the courts. How do you think both Kendrick and Drake move forward with this whole lawsuit thing taking place?
Yeah, I think obviously Kendrick is taking shots at Drake suing. And he says it during the Super Bowl. You know, some folks like to sue. He has a depositions that he's using during this show. He does end up being Not Like Us as a part of the deposition. I think that there's this expectation of people on the internet that both of these men just get over it. And it's not going to happen for several reasons. One, folks don't get over stuff that fast. I mean, we're still talking about Ja Rule and 50 Cent. Like, they're still beefing somehow 15, 20 years later, right? So that's an unrealistic expectation. And it's unresolved because of the lawsuit and because they keep taking shots at each other in their music. And so I think that there was a battle that we experienced that had a very clear winner. Now, unfortunately, there are stands on the internet who are running around saying, well, no, actually Drake won and Kendrick just used bots. So that narrative is very much like they sold the election type, you know, conversation.
Yep.
Like, you have that narrative that's out there. And so because of the internet, this will never die. And I think that's the difference between people try to compare it to like Jay-Z and Nas.
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z and Nas didn't have the internet to let this thing live on.
Yeah.
These two guys have fan bases. And I'll say this as a content creator, anytime I talk about it, my numbers go crazy.
That's crazy. Like, that is crazy.
I can make a TikTok, and you have a group of people who can say, you're dragging this. Why are you still talking about it? I'm like, because Drake sued. Because Drake added the Super Bowl performance to his lawsuit. Like, I'm talking about it because it's relevant.
Yep.
And so I think there's a sense that because of how fast the world moves with the internet, we think, oh, we should be over it. But this isn't going away anytime soon. And I have a feeling as Drake puts out a new solo album, which he just announced that he'll be doing soon, he's working on it, and as Kendrick does more music and continues in this tour, we're going to hear and see more things until that lawsuit results and until Drake's fans abandon him, which I don't see happening anytime soon.
Yeah, and I'm not necessarily a hater of Drake. I've always appreciated his music. Some of it I never really vibed to. I will say this. He did lose me in the battle when he made the comment about Kendrick was rapping like he's trying to free the slaves. When he said that, I was like, whoa. I can't rock with you when you're talking like that. I'm a Morehouse College grad. I'm a Kappa man. I can't roll with what you're talking about, bro. So when he said that, he really, really lost me. I don't know how you felt about that line, Wayne, but he lost me with that.
Yeah, when I heard that, I was like, oh, which is interesting. Actually, before that, the opening line of the song, because at the end of Euphoria, Kendrick says, "We don't want to hear you say the N-word anymore."
Yep.
And the first line is Drake's mom saying, "Maybe you shouldn't start this song by saying," and he says the word. And I was like, that's gross.
Yeah.
Like, this is how we're starting. This is what we're doing. So when we got to the trying to get the slaves free line, and then when we got to the heart part six, and he starts getting into some, because the entire thing is Kendrick told him, "You're going to fabricate stories on the family front because you heard Mr. Morale."
Yep.
I think Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers is one of the most important rap albums ever because of what Kendrick does in his personal reflection through that album.
Yeah.
And something I've learned from him is if you're going to be vulnerable on record, you have to be willing to let people misunderstand you and laugh at them when they do.
And that's
what it appears that Kendrick's doing.
Yeah, and Wayne, the one thing that I hope that Drake has learned, but a lot of times you look at the way that he moves and you're like, man, you ain't learned nothing yet, is stop talking about people's girlfriends and wives. When he did that with Pusha T, it backfired. When he's done this with Kendrick, it's backfired. He needs to leave the personal, that little personal stuff, like leave the kids and all that stuff, leave that alone, because when they come for you the way that they're coming for Adonis and all that, then you don't like that people are kind of playing, you feel like they're playing dirty. All right, final thing for you, Wayne, is, and this is the thing that really blew me away, and when I look at this tour, I can only imagine the financial dollars that will be made off of merchandise. Me and my friend, we were in a line, and we waited 45 minutes to get T-shirts, right? I got multiple T-shirts. I said, I ain't standing in this line for just one shirt. I'm getting multiple shirts.
Right.
She could not find a shirt. And so when we were in this other club, like the Polaris something, whatever, to get to our seats, there was another line there. There probably were like 15, 16, maybe like vendor lines. And then there was also a trailer outside. So my question is this. With so many vendor lines and so many people buying up merch, this is just one stop in one city. How much money do you think possibly could be made off of merch?
I mean, that's going to cover the cost of the tour. I mean, that's how artists make money is off of merch. The T-shirts is $55, I think. I mean, the hoodies were $120. And the wild part about it is it's so distinctly Kendrick and SZA. Like, the T-shirt I got has little, you know, praying mantis type character and a Saturn plus the West Coast iconography. I've never seen anything like it. Everything is so distinct to this tour and to these two artists. And so I was right there at the Renaissance tour when it was at TCF Bank as well. And that was another thing, is like those merch lines were out the door. It was insane. And so I think that's one of the things now, is we don't get paper tickets anymore, but wearing the T-shirt saying you were there, that's the thing that people can hold their hat on. And so I think that's going to be the big dollar amount to – they had to have recouped the entire night just off of – because I stood in line for half an hour. And luckily, because I went in the merch line before the show, and they were running out of mediums before the show.
That's crazy.
And I was like, this thing will be good. So when we were leaving, I saw with the merch lines – because the merch lines were keeping people from being able to get out the stadium. And I was like, they're not going to get no T-shirt, because at this point, it's 11 o'clock at night. Everybody's been, you know, somebody didn't like so-and-so set and went and got a shirt. Like, that's the deal. That's our paper ticket. That's the proof positive that I went to this thing, is I took video and I got the T-shirt.
Yeah, absolutely. And they had the laminated handout tickets. I grabbed one of those too. Yeah, so those are pretty cool. And you can get more merch if you just scan the QR code. Hey, Wayne, man, I'm so happy that you came on the show. Let's do this again at some particular point. We'll exchange information, and I'm going to continue to follow you. Everybody out there, check him out, whether it's TikTok, whether it's Instagram or YouTube. It's Just Wayne Creative. His real name is Wayne Felton, but look under Just Wayne Creative. Great content creator, all things music. And I'm sure you do a lot of other things that you talk about, because you're not just talking about music, but just in your everyday life. I do also appreciate the fact that you are an educator. I was in education for 17 years before radio and television took off for me, and I'm the son of an educator. So in terms of doing that work, man, it's much needed.
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
All right. Take care. That's Wayne Felton joining us here on the Lake Show. News Talk 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.